I also had my own band, writing material with a couple of old school friends who had never moved away, but we rarely played to more than a dozen people in the local pubs. I think that my mother had once had hopes of me playing the violin or cello, my instruments at university, with the London Philharmonic Orchestra, and she would refer to my music degree with great sadness. I did put my abilities to another use, however, giving guitar lessons to a couple of friends of a family. Somehow, I managed to get by pretty well financially. I also had a boyfriend at the time. His name was Pete, and he was the lead singer in a rock band in Brighton. I seemed to spend far too much time travelling around after him and splitting up and getting back together. He was unable to resist any of the groupies that followed him around, and I was too prone to forgive his weakness for them. When I wasn't playing gigs myself, I was following his band, and I never seemed to spend an evening at home. Despite this busy schedule, I somehow managed to get a great deal of reading done at that time. I was obsessed with Joseph Conrad, and had several shelves of his books and books about him, and I even considered going back to university to try and take an English degree. I was aided in my quest for his books, not by the bright, modern shop in which I worked, but by Tilly's bookshop at the end of Grove Road. Tilly's has been in its present location for years, and is a wonderful resource for book lovers who have the patience, as I had then, to wade through piles and piles.